It's Colorado Matters from CPR News. I'm Ryan Warner. Colorado gives roughly the same amount of money per student to every school district. Now, that may sound fair, but a new report finds it's just the opposite. That's because students in high poverty communities are at such a disadvantage, they need more money to keep pace. David Sciarra is executive director of the Education Law Center. It's an education advocacy group based in New Jersey. He co-wrote this report card and joins us by phone. Thanks for being with us, David.
Thank you, Ryan, for having me.
So you gave Colorado a C for fairness in education funding distribution. What does that mean? How do you define what is fair?
Well, there's really two important measures that we look at. So we're not just looking at the amount of money that state spends divided by the number of pupils without relation to their student need. What we're looking at are two things, which is what is the typical amount of funding the state makes available through both state and local revenue, state taxes, property taxes, and the like, to support the education of all children in the state? And secondly, and most importantly today, is does the state provide more resources, more funding, as student need increases in school districts? One of the things that educators are agreed upon today is that concentrated student poverty, children who are poor, students who are poor when they come to school, English language learners, kids that have language barriers that need extra instruction, students that are at risk, academically at risk due to a number of factors. These students, in order to be successful in school, need additional programs and services and staff in order to give them meaningful educational opportunities. So what we're looking for in the funding formulas in the states, funding systems in the states, is whether they provide any additional resources or a significant amount, there should be, of resources to districts that are serving high concentrations of needy students. And Colorado there, even though it gets a C, it really is in pretty not very good shape, because it doesn't, it's basically what we call a flat funded state, which is that if you're a student in a poor school or in a poor district, rural or in Denver or in an urban community, you get pretty much the same amount of money as a district, as a student gets in other more wealthy communities. There's no extra bump up in funding for those kids, so that means that these schools and educators in these schools simply don't have the essential resources that they need to enable kids to achieve in school.
Can you contrast
the other point
that
about Colorado? I just want to make is that the funding level is very low overall, so Colorado ranks in the bottom 20 on spending among the states. It's a low-spending state, so it's a sort of lethal combination, if you will, when it comes to educating education generally and improving educational opportunities overall, but in particular improving opportunities for disadvantaged students.
Can you compare or contrast that a little bit with a state that you assign an A grade to? How would it work differently, and what kind of changes would that mean?
Well, unfortunately, Ryan, there are very few states in the nation that have worked hard over the last couple of decades to really, build in fairness into their systems. But there are several. So Massachusetts, New Jersey, Maryland does a pretty good job, Delaware, Minnesota. There's a handful of states that both have a sufficient level of funding overall. When you look at the funding levels that are available for all the kids in the state. And then they also, most importantly, drive a lot of extra funding and resources into high poverty schools and districts. That's what we're looking to see. And that, frankly, is it, and it. And I just want to make a point. This isn't really about dollars, although this report focuses in on funding. This is actually about resources. The essential teachers, staff, support staff, academic interventions, early childhood education, full-day kindergarten, things that disadvantaged students absolutely have to have in order for the state of Colorado to give them a meaningful opportunity to meet the very academic standards that the state is telling students and schools that they have to meet.
So, of course,
resources in schools.
You can't speak of staff, and you can't speak of support services without talking about money. I mean, those things are intimately linked. I want to share a reaction from Colorado's governor to your finding that he says in 2013, Colorado voters trounced Amendment 66, which included over $1,000 additional per pupil funding with an emphasis on kids in early grades and those who were at risk. Our relative rankings to other states are not really news, but the voters said no to the most recent request for more resources. So do you place this at the foot of lawmakers, of the governor, or of Colorado's voters?
Yeah, I think that this really is a matter for ultimately for the legislature and the governor. It is difficult in Colorado because of certain components in your constitution to get taxes increased, but there's got to be a continual focus on this. There's got to be leadership from the governor. Quite frankly, it was a little disappointing that his administration resisted the court decision in the Lobato case, because the Lobato case, which had it been decided in favor of the students, would have actually helped to drive help the governor, if you will, to drive more money into the system. There's a case currently before the Supreme Court now, the Dwyer case, which is to actually enforce a constitutional measure that was passed a number of years ago to require an inflationary increase in school funding that the governor's administration is also opposing. So, you know, the legislature and the governor really have to come to grips with this. I mean, I noticed the other day that the state auditor issued a report on rural districts and the financial distress that Colorado's rural districts are struggling with in terms of keeping teachers and staff and services in those schools. So this is really a crisis situation. It's going to take a concerted effort by the governor, by the legislature, of both parties. They're going to have to decide that if Colorado is going to move forward as a state and ensure that all of its children have the educational opportunities they need to succeed in school and in life, the financing system has to be reformed, modernized, brought up to date, and there have to be significant additional investments in that system to give kids the opportunities they deserve.
You mentioned the Lobato case. Let me say that was one that actually came out of the San Luis Valley, which we were focused on earlier in the program and had to do with whether there was sufficient funding for public education. The assumption you're making here, though you say this is about more than money, is, though, that money equals better results. Is that a correct assumption?
That's not correct at all. So, of course, money matters, as you mentioned, Ryan. If you don't have it, you can't hire the teachers. You can't keep class sizes reasonable. You can't give kids early childhood education opportunities, so forth and so on. So you have to have resources. But of course, the resources have to be effectively and efficiently used at the district and school level. The state has a responsibility. The state of Colorado has an obligation in terms of educating kids to make sure that the money that goes down to the districts and schools is used effectively and efficiently. If they don't think that's happening, they need to step in. And I would also say, you know, there's a lot of other ingredients that go into educational success in a school, as you know. You know, you have to build an effective teaching workforce. You've got to have strong administrators and leaders. You've got to make sure that you've got sufficient numbers of support personnel, such as guidance counselors that are doing a good job. So there's a lot of ingredients in all of this. But the point here is that if the foundation of the system, which is the resources and the funding, aren't there, the house is just simply going to fall down. You're not going to get to where you need to go. So money is an essential precondition for success. It's not the only requirement by any stretch of the imagination, but as I mentioned, it's what I would call an essential precondition to give kids the opportunities they need.
Is there an example of a state that has made this shift successfully? I mean, we talked about comparing Colorado to other states in general, but would there be a model to look to?
Well, I think Massachusetts and New Jersey are good models because they're, you know, relatively diverse states. They have a very high concentrations of poor students in sets of districts, some rural, not as rural as Colorado, obviously, but urban districts. These were states that 20 years ago looked like Colorado. which was if you're in a wealthier community, you have more advantage. Students get more money than students in rural or urban poor communities. They've reversed that, these states. And they did it not in 1 year. This has got to be a multi-year, in fact, decades-long commitment to turn this around. And the governor and the legislature have to do two very difficult things politically. The first is they're going to have to invest more dollars in the system overall, particularly broad-based state revenue, not local property taxes, but broad-based tax revenue that the state generates. That's number one. Number two is they have to make the tough political decisions that New Jersey and Massachusetts made, sometimes with the courts prodding them along at times, but made the tough decision to target that additional funding, that state funding, to the poorest communities that simply don't have the property wealth to support their schools at an adequate level. So it's two things.
Let me say that we'll be speaking to the governor just a bit later, I think next week, actually, and we're going to put this to him as you've laid this at his doorstep. That's David Sciarra with the Education Law Center. There's a link to his report, is School Funding Fair at cprnews.org. This is Colorado Matters from CPR News.